Ksuvis Perkei Mishnah Gimel. Hayavam Eino Machal B'Truma. A Yavam cannot feed his Yavama Truma. The din that a Kohen can feed his wife Trumas, because it's Kinyan Kaspo. Lav Daf has to be Kohen with Kesef, it could be Shtar Bia. But like we've said in the past, anytime a Kohen marries a woman, even if he's Mekudeshes, Midiraisa, he's able to feed her Truma. Like we said in the previous Mishnayos, once 12 months passes and he's not machnes her l'chuppa, he's miyachad her a makam, and then she can eat truma. But that doesn't apply to a woman that's shomeres yavam, that she's waiting to do yibum to his brother, because this brother was not kona her yet. And we're going to learn this mishnah libe the Rav and Rashi. Also says shisha chadoshim bifnei abal v'shisha chadoshim bifnei hayavam. And the main point here is that the only way a woman would be allowed to eat truma is if she waited those 12 months that we discussed in the previous mishnah for the chasana. And if those 12 months came and then she started to eat truma, then even after her husband dies, she can continue to eat truma, if she's shomeres yavam. The Rav says that even if she waited a full 12 months, but she didn't actually start eating the truma, so the heter for eating the truma is paka mina. It sort of leaves. The kinyan kaspoy, which allows her to eat from her husband's truma, is paka mina. It leaves her. So now the Mishnah lists a few examples. Asa shisha chadoshim bifnei habal v'shisha chadoshim bifnei hayavam. So if the first 6 months while she was waiting for the chuppah was while her husband was alive and then he died, and then there were 6 months in front of the yavam. So here, obviously, there were not 12 months plus the eating of the truma. So she cannot eat truma. V'afilu kulon bifnei habal chasa yom echad bifnei hayavam. Or even if you had almost a full 12 months, just missing one day in front of the baal, and then that one day from those 12 months was while she was a shomeres yavam. Oh, kulan bifnei hayavam, or all the days were in front of the yavam, chasa yom echad bifnei habal, except there was only one day of the waiting period where her husband was alive. Now this is even more obvious. Obviously, if you have almost a complete year while the baal is alive, and that's no good. So of course, one day while he's alive is all the more so not good. So the Rav says that this Mishnah is a zu ein tzarich lomar zu, of course. Like the Mishnah is like, we said this, but and we didn't have to say this next case. So it's less of a chiddush, obviously. Eino eichelis b'truma. All these cases, she cannot eat truma. Now, the obvious question here, Rabbeinu Tam asks Taisus, if all the days of the 12 months were in front of the Yavam, what's the case where it says, v'filu kulon bifnei habal, chasa yom echad bifnei hayavam? All the days were with the Baal, all those 12 months, except one day. So why does it have to say, except one day? Even if it was the full 12 months, the Rav says that it's not just the 12 months that she needs, she also needs to start eating truma. So what do you have to say? That she's missing one day, even if she had a full 12 months. So Rabbeinu Tam has a different way to learn this Mishnah. But like I said, we're going to explain this al pi the Rav and Rashi. Zo Mishnah Rishona. So this is the Mishnah Rishona. This is the first way they were taught. Based in Shalachareyan Amru, but the based in that came afterwards said, Ein Eisho Echelis B'Shuma Achit Tikonis L'Chuppah. A woman cannot eat truma until she goes under the chuppah. So therefore there's no din of 12 months. Like we said in the previous Mishnah, because in the previous Mishnah we said after 12 months, the husband's miyachid her a makum, because we still were afraid, according to the Mishnah Rishona, the previous Mishnah, that she would feed her family, so that he was miyachid her a makum, but we allowed her to eat shuma. But according to the Mishnah Achrona, we're saying now this would never be a problem because they changed the minug, they changed the way that they did things, and this would never be an issue because she only ate shuma after she went under the chuppah. And the reason that is there was a concern that the husband may find that she's a baal mum, that she has a mum on her, and it would be a mekach tos. The kinyan of the kiddushin would retroactively be eliminated, because he would say it's a mekach tos. It was a mistaken transaction. And then it would come out, if that would be, then she ended up eating truma while she wasn't an Ashes Kohen, retroactively. So but to prevent that, that's why they made a new din, that she can only eat truma unless she goes under the chuppah.